Hey, hey, now, welcome, welcome, welcome. You are listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON, 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station, and we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time, and that means you. Hey, you know what? You got to catch us on Von TV. Thank you so much, Melody, for televising the revolution, and I am calling it a financial revolution. It's a financial revolution all in one, and I could not think of any better way to not only launch where we are in the TV world, but also to bring it live here on the air to talk about what we are doing to move beyond 2020 in our businesses. And you know, if we're talking businesses, we have to have the numbers girl live with us. So without further ado, I'd like to welcome Ingrid LaVon Woolfolk, your sister, my sister, the connoisseur, creator, and host of Business 911 on Tuesday nights. She has brought so many businesses from the home into a positive situation by educating us all on the CARES Act, the PPP, the EIDL, and so many other opportunities for businesses to not go under in 2020. So as we move beyond 2020, Ingrid, please welcome to the Millionaires Roundtable. What can you share with us as business owners, as future business owners, and for those businesses who may have lost everything and may have even closed their doors? What can you tell us in preparing for beyond 2020?
I just want to thank you again. You know, we absolutely love helping businesses not be broke. So this is a perfect time to have this discussion and helping businesses get beyond 2020. I know many of us want to just throw 2020 away. I always caution my clients and people saying there was definitely a lesson in 2020. But in order to move beyond 2020, you do still have to assess what happened this year so that we can look at the next 2 years. And for all my business owners listening, don't stop at looking at 2021, because the fact of the matter is, in the business world, major corporations have already completed 2021, and they're basically course correcting what happened this year. So in my world, I'm already looking at 2022 and 2023. So the most important thing you can do as a business owner, entrepreneur, solopreneur, or side hustler is to make sure you are driving forward in your business from a financial perspective that allows you to look at all of the successes and or failures you had before you start looking at the future. That's the first step.
Wow. Okay, so you broke this down. I don't think I've even ever heard this breakdown. You said if you are a business owner, entrepreneur, solopreneur, or side hustler. You thought I was just going to let that slip by. You got all of us. You got, and let me tell you, I'm each one.
We all are. Uh-huh. No one will be left behind if they don't want to get beyond 2020. Everybody has an opportunity to move forward. But again, you have to look at 2020 to see what happened. What role did you play? Because here's the thing. Many of us want to blame the lack of profit on the pandemic. But the fact of the matter is, some of us were unprofitable before the pandemic. The pandemic only escalated the problem we already had.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. I think what the pandemic did, like many crises and, you know, pretty much anything that kind of hits us upside the head, it showed us more of who we already were. And so the people who were already pivoting and thriving and moving and growing and planning, you know, were just able to reap the rewards and be ready for the changes. You know, one, as I've been studying the stock market, there was one restaurant that was COVID ready, that had been COVID ready. And if you go look them up, it was Domino's Pizza. They were ready. Mm-hmm. They were already, you know, just had the little facility. So when they had to move into, you know, just kind of social distancing kind of, you know, food delivery, they were already ready. Because Domino's is already, you basically have to just walk in, walk out, get your pizza. So they were ready to just bring the pizzas to the door. And what more or what better or quick food could people eat in a pandemic when, you know, things are shut down, when everything is going awry, you can always call and get a pizza. And so they were ready. And many of the businesses, Ingrid, that you coached this year, many of them are ready, but many of them were not. They were not ready. They were not ready for the change. So many restaurants are closing and things like that. What advice do you have before we go to break for businesses that were not ready? What can they do now to get ready, being that you're already in 2022 and we're still trying to figure out how to get beyond 2020?
Here's what I like to tell them. We all must stop in. And I've been talking about this with my corporate clients for the last 6 months. We all have to adopt the Noah's Ark method. The Noah's Ark, and we all read the story in the Bible about Noah's Ark. Noah was building an ark, and it wasn't even raining. In business, you must have a Noah's Ark mentality. You must look at your business and think of every circumstance within your income and revenue stream or your side hustling stream, where if something goes wrong, do you already have a solution in place to address it? They call it the Noah's Ark method. They call it dreaming sessions. That's also called simply just being prepared. Being prepared for the worst situation, like having 6 months of savings or 12 months of savings for your personal life, you must also have that same thought process in your business.
Wow, wow. Well, let me tell you something. I feel like Noah building two arcs. And I know you've said this as well, because, you know, we have been telling folks, you got to have a home-based business. You got to have a home-based business. You got to have a home-based business. And, you know, what I am still hearing, you know, just in the atmosphere, Ingrid, as we engage weekly on your free business 911 call, where we are giving away a $2,500 business grant every week during the month of October. And then you're going to take us, really take us into what's happening next, because we're going to move out of that into another phase so that we can really be ready. But I'm still hearing people say that they are fearful of starting a business and they don't know what to do to start a business. And I had an advanced home-based business boot camp, and I sat with 200 business owners that get coaching from you and I every single week, and they hadn't set up their website. They hadn't, you know, they hadn't done anything. And do you know there were people who got denied the EIDL because they didn't have a website? Because, and I had a situation with one of our business owners where the Small Business Association emailed them and said, we have no, they had an EIN, they had that, but the Small Business Association said, do you have a website? Like, they were looking for something to validate their business. Why are people still afraid to start their home-based business?
You know, Dr. Lynn, I tell them I'm more afraid not to have a home-based business than I am to start one. And let me tell you why. Because this economy is so uncertain. Furlough, layoff. We have to depend on our expertise and our interests and things that we can monetize quickly in order for us to not become a statistic. Statistic meaning 1 in 5 businesses fail after 3 years in business, or many don't even start. And so I like to say that we really have to figure out a way to move beyond that fear, but the most important thing is to look at, where do you want to be? Many of us are so caught up in where we are that we don't even manifest the fact that we can be a profitable multi-million-dollar business in 5 years. And if we could simply get people and businesses to that mindset, then it unleashes the fear, and then we can step in and continue to fill the gaps in the process and knowledge in order to get them there, like figuring out how much you need to spend to make a dollar, understanding what your costs are versus your expenses, what are the variable costs, what margins look like in the industry that you're starting. those are the gap fillers. But I believe that there is a lot of work for us to do with just unleashing that faith, because I'm more afraid of being broke than being rich.
Come on now.
And that is where we have to get people to.
Wow. More afraid of being broke than being rich. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation. If you want more from Ingrid, go to buildwealthwithingrid.com. Get in her business finance one-on-one class. Please, if you want your business to be profitable, go to buildwealthwithingrid.com. Get into her business finance one-on-one class. Sign up for her next bottom line boot camp. There are so many more classes coming forth. Ingrid, thank you so much. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. We will be right back. We have to take a break for news, traffic, and weather. WVON.
Are you an exceptional real estate or financial services professional? Do you have a business or service that can improve the lives of others? You may qualify to serve the world as a member of Lynn's List. Visit www.lynnmillionaire.com. That's www.lynnmillionaire.com or call 888-LYNN-123 extension 5. That's 888-LYNN-123 extension 5 for more details.
Hey, hey, now welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. And we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you. So we've got to talk about this fear of being in business, this fear of doing the work. And I love what Ingrid said. She says she's much more afraid of being broke than she is of being rich. Wow. And let me tell you something. I've said often that more money will not make you happy. Now, of course, there are people who want to test that out. But I certainly know lots of people who have money and they still have the same problems that they had before they got the money. So the money only made them more of what they are. But there is no doubt that having access to resources will definitely put you in a position where you can make more choices and more decisions about how to get out of whatever you are in. So I know we've talked about in the past what to do with your life and what's your purpose for your life. Today, I'm going to talk a little bit about what is your purpose for your business. If you are afraid to be in business, if you are tired of your business, if you don't know what your business is doing and why you are even in it, then I'm going to ask you to do the same exercise with your business that we have talked about doing with your life. I have been, just really going back to Chadwick Boseman's statement where he talked to the Howard University graduates about finding their purpose and understanding that purpose crosses disciplines. And when you understand that you are put here to fulfill your purpose, then you can really move into being all that it is that God wants you to be. I'm going to ask you to do the same thing with your business. Just like you want to answer the question, why are you here and what's important about life to you? I'm going to say to you this. Why are you in business? What's important about your business? Why does your business exist? And who does your business serve? As we move beyond 2020, we don't just want to assess ourselves, our families, and the people that we know. We also want to assess what it is that we do. Have you created something? Did you create a product? Did you create a service? Have you launched an online business? Are you providing a service to people in need? Why are you in business? You see, you may need to reassess the answer to that question because initially you may have just started the business out of desperation as a way to make some money. And you knew that there was a quick, easy way for you to get into the marketplace to deliver something. But perhaps that business grew and you made the money and then things began to change. Customers began to change. Your services were either up to par and keeping up with what was happening. And then maybe at some point things got outdated. You know, I want to give you the example of a lady that I spoke to right at the beginning of the pandemic, and she owned a flower shop. And she, you know, pretty much was devastated by the effects and by the onslaught of COVID-19, because not only was nobody ordering flowers, she had no distributors. The distributors were closed. Everything was shut down. And I remember saying to her, well, why do you have a flower shop? And she said, well, you know, people get flowers and they make, you know, people feel better. They let others know that you're thinking about them. And I said, oh, okay, so flowers bring joy. Flowers show reverence. Flowers demonstrate that you're on someone's mind. And she said, yes. I said, well, there are other ways to do the same thing. You can start another company that provides tools and resources and tokens that bring other people joy. You need to figure out what method of communication and what method of delivery is going to work in a COVID environment. And immediately she began to light up. You see, she was not in business to deliver flowers. She was in the business of bringing joy. So I'd like for you to ask yourself, why are you in business? And what's important about your business? And what does your business do? Because if you can answer that question, perhaps you can find other ways for your business to continue to serve. Let's take a look at this radio station. Let's take a look at WVON. WVON has been the voice of the nation for a very, very long time, delivering news and information and lifestyle awareness and political action over the radio airwaves. But WVON is in the business of providing access to information and education in a socially conscious and responsible format. So guess what? That can be done over the radio airwaves. That can be done over the television airwaves. That can be done over events. And that can be done in many different ways. So just like this business owner, just like WVON, just like Lynn Richardson, you know, I had to ask myself about a year ago, why am I in business? As a matter of fact, it happened before a year ago when I was asked to do this radio show. I was in the business of empowering people and bringing information and building big brands and big businesses. And that had to manifest in more than just me traveling around the world with celebrities and VIPs and doing what I was doing in entertainment. I had to go back to the beginning. Why am I in business? I'm in business to educate, empower, and free people. To free people from their own thoughts, to free people from their own fears, and to free people from the things that they feel are setting them back. But more importantly, to bring them light, knowledge, and awareness. And so that had to continue, and that had to happen with me doing more than what I was doing. It had to go back to some of the things that I did in the beginning. So as you take a look at why you are in business, what's important about business to you, and what your business does, perhaps it's time for you to go back to the drawing board. Is there something that you used to do in your business that you're no longer doing? Maybe there's a need for that again. Was there an idea in your business that you originally thought was not a good idea, but now you're realizing it's an excellent idea because technology has increased and is going to allow your idea to manifest in a much more efficient way? Now is not the time to give up on business. Now is not the time to give up on your dreams. Now is not the time to give up on the idea that you can not only build a world-class business, but that you can have multiple businesses that come together in an enterprise. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON, 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station, and we are creating millionaires, one family at a time. We have to take a break for news, traffic, and weather. We'll be right back. WVON.
Get better every day intentionally with Lynn's List member, attorney Serena Williams. Whether you need a business coach, an estate plan, a family mediator, or an annual legal checkup, attorney Serena Williams can help you move past your business and financial doubts and get better every day intentionally. You can find attorney Williams on Lynn's List at www.lynnmillionaire.com. That's www.lynnmillionaire.com, or by calling 888-LEN123. That's 888-596-6123.
Hey, now welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. And we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you. And why are we talking about purpose on the Millionaires Roundtable? Let me tell you, because I don't know anybody who's living in their purpose, who's a millionaire who's not living in their purpose and happy, okay? Maybe there are some millionaires out there doing drugs or selling drugs or doing whatever they're doing, but I'm talking about living out loud, on purpose, in harmony. Everybody that I know who is wealthy and at peace with their wealth, they are also living in their purpose, okay? So purpose will lead you to the money that you're looking for. If you live on purpose, the money will follow you. There's a wonderful saying by our esteemed and forever President Barack Obama, where he says, basically, you need to hitch yourself to a bigger wagon than money. When you hitch yourself to a bigger purpose, then everything that you dream of comes to fruition, because you cannot buy joy. You cannot buy a smile. You cannot buy a true, peaceful heart that is existing in harmony. And that's what happens when you start to live in purpose. So how do you live in purpose? How do you find your purpose? How do you collide with your purpose? How do you discover your purpose? I say the first thing that you do is you decide that you are no longer in control. Let go and let God. Let him use you for the reason that he made you, because he knows why he made you. You just need to get in agreement. Okay. You know, when I was in my 20s, I had 52 jobs. You could come to my house on a Saturday. I could do your hair, do your nails. They might be a little lumpy, but that's okay. I could write you a resume, teach you how to go interview for the job and get the job. Now, keeping it was your problem. Okay. But I could write a resume and a cover letter that would get anybody in the interview. And then if you would allow me, that's when you had to get the classified ad out of the newspaper. You know, applying for jobs were kind of easy back then. Now applying for a job is a job. It takes you 45 minutes, you know, to an hour to put all that stuff online. But back in those days, that's what I knew how to do. I could teach you how to quit your man or your woman, get a new one. I had an insurance license. Let me tell you, I had so many things going on. Chasing money. That's what I was doing. I thought that I could find some happiness in the things that I was doing, but I didn't like doing nails at all. I had the little chair, all of that stuff. Hated doing people's hair. Don't even want to do my own hair. That's why, you know, I'm natural under my piece, my little wig, you know, that little thing that I put on. And let me tell you, they got a weave or a wig. The weave was too much work, so I just decided on the wig, and they look so nice. And I'm free. So I didn't like any of those things. But the thing that I did like, I never wanted to stop doing. So once I found my purpose, getting people into homes, I remember being pregnant with my middle child and I had my laptop. I was helping people buy houses. I sure was. And one of my clients, Miss Florinda Jackson, she might even be listening. I called her. She said, "Lynn, I thought you were in the hospital having a baby." I said, "What does that have to do with your house?" Because they had put me on the epidural and I wasn't having a baby till I don't know how many hours later. So I needed to pull some more credit reports and get some people approved for mortgages. Just crazy, but happy. Okay. So I allowed God to use me. I didn't even know that being a loan officer going into the mortgage business was a career at all, let alone a notable one. But once I was told that I did it well, and then once I acknowledged, wow, you are really good at this, I made the changes that were necessary. And I went into the business and became massively successful, helped a lot of people, went to work for one of the world's largest financial institutions, helped them grow some programs. And, you know, here I am today. So you got to let God use you for the purpose that he made you. He made me for that. He knew I was going to do that. I didn't know myself. I just had to allow myself to be led. You see, everything that God made, he made for a purpose. Let's take a fork, for example. It was made for a purpose. Whoever you know, was inspired to make it. I believe you were inspired by God if you make anything good. And the fork is used to pick up steak and, you know, spaghetti. If you need to eat a steak, you're not going to go get a spoon. You are not going to go get a spoon. You're going to go get a fork. So the fork doesn't have to jump up and down. The fork doesn't have to say, hey, here I am. When you need a fork, you're going to go get it. So guess what? You don't have to worry. If you live in your purpose, when God needs you, he's coming to get you, whether you want to be gotten or not. Now, I know about that too. When they asked me to, you know, would I entertain and explore and pray about being the pastor at Cali Worship, where Warren Campbell and First Lady Erica Campbell lead us, I said, I'm not church material. That's what I said. I'm like, I don't like those rules, and, you know, I don't like for judgment, and I don't like all of the stuff that goes along with it. But I have a beautiful church, a beautiful family. It's non-judgmental, but yes, we honor Christ and we live upright and so on and so forth. And so the truth is, I didn't want to do anything that had a rule to it. I want to come and go as I please and run all over. But the truth is, I have responsibilities and I am good at what I do. So I allowed myself to be used for that, even though I didn't want to. And look how God is blessing me and you as a result of it. So there may be some things that you are supposed to do that you don't want to do, but you do it because it's in your purpose. I didn't want to do the radio show. I didn't, but I could not tell Melody no. I just couldn't. I know I keep telling y'all that. I was like, where am I going to find the time? How am I going to do this? How am I going to talk every single day? And guess what? Here I am. So, and I've been blessed, and many people have been blessed as a result of this. And so I would not change this for the world. So let God use you for the purpose for which you were made. The second thing that you have to do is remember that you are a servant. If you are going to allow yourself to be used, then do not get a big head. Okay? Because I've been there and done that too. Get a big head, think you the biggest person on the earth. You know, what do they call it? I'm the head person in charge. The HPIC, okay? I am the head person in charge. I am the head, not the tail. And you start getting a big head, and all of a sudden, the bigger they are, the harder they fall. Bam. Remember that you are a servant. I learned how to be a servant at Pleasant Gift Missionary Baptist Church, where the Reverend Howard S. Nichols Sr. was pastor, and now Reverend Krista Austin is pastor, and Mother Sherry Sweat is still a mother, and my dear friend and sister, Marva Nichols, who led me to Christ, her family. And I was a vice president at a major financial institution, but on Sundays at church, when I signed up to help, they had me serving dinner to the preacher and the visiting ministers. You know, I had no intention on doing that. I am allergic to manual labor. I quit the second day working at a department store. You know, you tell me to put my mind to work, I got you. You tell me to do a marketing plan, I got you. You tell me to organize something, I got you. But you tell me to go do some manual labor, let me tell you, Lynn Richardson will disappear on you so fast. But I had to do it. I had to come down because I was in the middle coming out of living check to Monday and just making wrong decisions. And so learning how to serve taught me humility, and it taught me, you know, to sit my butt down, basically. So remember that you are a servant. It doesn't matter how much I'm on TV or radio or any of that. Service. I literally think about my students, and I know many of my students are dealing with financial struggles and relationship issues and trying to figure out how to get their money to the next level. And I wish I could just take my heart and put it in theirs. I wish I could take my brain and put it in theirs, because I don't want people to suffer. But we all have to suffer until we get tired of suffering. And when we get tired of suffering, then we make the change. So service is the core essential element of why you are here. You are here to be of use and of value to someone. I think about Grandma B. She provided service by keeping people's homes clean. And when my housekeeper comes, let me tell you,
these are the best days of my life when she's here, because everything is spick and span. She can come in and clean the whole place in 2 hours. It will take me 2 weeks. Okay. Now I know how to clean. Let's be clear. When I first got married and growing up, we had cleanup week. We did not have spring break and all that stuff. You had to clean up. I know how to mop, sweep, clean a bathroom. I know how to keep an immaculate house. And I taught my children how to do the same thing. But at some point, I said, somebody else needs to do this, because I am inefficient and ineffective, and I am not living in my purpose. In addition to that, I get to help someone else who is, provide them with an income, and so on. But at the end of the day, it's all service. If you're the president, it's service. If you're the CEO, it's service. If you pick up the garbage, it's service. No matter where you are, no matter what you're doing, we are all doing the same thing. We are providing service. And Colossians 3:23 says, work as if you are working for the Lord and not for men. That is the ultimate level of service. You are listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. And we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you. We're going to finish up on purpose. We're going to talk about purpose, and then we're going to finish up the discussion about purpose. But you know, we still have so much more to go. We'll be right back. Traffic and weather, WVON.
Creating generational wealth one family at a time is the mission of Lynn's List member Monica Poland with RE/MAX Synergy. Do you want to buy commercial or residential real estate? Are you a first-time home buyer or investor? Need help with a short sale or property staging? Visit www.linmillionaire.com. That's www.linmillionaire.com to schedule your consultation with Lynn's List member Monica Poland of RE/MAX Synergy.
Hey, hey, now welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. And we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you. You can live in your purpose. You can have a $1 million net worth. You can work on it. You can have a retirement. You can be financially free. Yes, you can. It's possible. If it can happen to me, it can happen to anybody. Okay. So we're talking about purpose because we are moving beyond 2020 and we are living beyond 2020. Okay. This is going to be our theme song for the rest of our lives. It'll be the year 4,000 and we'll still be saying beyond 2020 because this thing has been something. Okay. So we are preparing our strategy so that we can move and live and exist in it. You can't just do it. You have to think about it, plan it, and then focus on what it is that you want. And the very first thing you want to discover in this master achievement plan is, who am I? Why am I here? What is important about life to me? What is your purpose? Chadwick Boseman has given us the mandate to live in our purpose, to let our purpose cross disciplines. You can live on purpose and be a fireman, a doorbell ringer, or a dog catcher. You can be in three different things and still serve the same purpose. Okay? So purpose is what's going to feed you. Purpose is what feeds your soul. Purpose is what feeds your bank account. Purpose is what feeds your next generation. It's purpose. I dare you to find purpose. Number one, allow God to use you. Number two, remember that you are a servant. And number three, stay away from crazy people. I don't have a better way to say that. That's it. Stay away from crazy people. Because let me tell you something. Folks, people will get you off track. And you don't have to make a big announcement. You just need to identify who's draining my energy. You know, there are certain situations, scenarios, people, when you hear their name, it causes a reaction. Now, some of that might be because you need to forgive. If you are holding resentment, you need to let that go. Okay? But in other instances, there are people who simply drain you. And I started in my 30s, but by the time I was still in my 30s, because I'm still there. Come on now. I learned to identify that and call it out and say to people that we're not going to do. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to participate, or say nothing and simply don't participate and don't allow them in your space, period. Stay away from crazy people. You cannot get where you're trying to go. Some people are just rocket boosters. They're only designed to take you so far. And then when you elevate higher and higher, they got to drop off. It's okay. You're not leaving anybody behind. Don't let anybody tell you that you're leaving them behind. Because if they tell you that, then something is probably wrong. Unless you have gotten a little too cocky and you acted a fool. Okay. Here's what you want to do. Ask God not only to use you for what you were made, for what you were made for, and to remind you that you are a servant, but to surround you with the people who will help you manifest his will. Okay, surround you with the right people. That might mean a whole new team. You may need to let some people go where you work in your company. You may need to distance yourself from some associates or friends. Not that you're no longer friends or associates. You just don't have the energy right now, or that was not the time. You have to decide who's going to be in the front row of your life and who's going to be in the balcony and who's not even going to come in the building. You have to make that decision. Okay. That's a part of growing up. It's a part of being mature, and it is a part of living on purpose. And just because a relationship takes a hiatus doesn't mean it's completely over forever. People connect again and everybody's learned what they need to learn. Have you ever been in a situation where you hadn't seen somebody, the last time you saw them, everything was crazy. You were crazy, they were crazy, or both of you were crazy. And the next time you see them, it's like everything has changed, you included. See, be open for that. Allow time to heal things and listen and go and do what it is that you're supposed to do. You may have to disconnect from your children. You may have to disconnect from your significant other. You may have to disconnect from a parent. You may have to disconnect from a very good childhood friend. You may have to disconnect energetically, okay? So you may live with someone that you have to disconnect from energetically. Physically, you are still there. You're going to be kind. You're going to be open. You're going to be pleasant, but they will no longer control your energy. You're going to make new decisions. You're going to live on purpose, and you are going to have purpose. And anybody who tries to get in the way of that purpose will know that you are on purpose. See, that's power. That's living beyond 2020. That's taking the bull by the horn and giving yourself the power that you need to grow. Because if you want to make money, if you want to grind, you're going to need energy. Energy is like money in the bank. Once you spend it, it's gone. So do not spend your energy on crazy people. You know what? We have so many things to talk about, and I'm not going to stop. But what I am going to tell you is get yourself together. Do you want to start your speaking career? Go to LynnRichardson.com and sign up for the speaker training. I am announcing my brand new speaker bureau. I'm so excited about these women. They are dynamic, but I'm training men too. Just so happened, my first class was all women. I'm also training people to be in the financial coaches boot camp, folks who want to become master financial coaches. Maybe you're a life coach, but you also want to provide financial services. Guess what? Become a part of the Entrepreneurs Academy, become a wealth ambassador, and now you can offer classes and you can earn an income. Now is the time to build multiple streams of income, because one stream of income is hazardous to your wealth. All right? And good health and good wealth go hand in hand. You are listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It is WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station, and we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. Go visit me, asklynn.org. Follow me at Lynn Richardson. Follow this radio show at Lynn Millionaire, and go and get your classes at New Wealth University. I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.